Welcome back to Psukei Adaf. We are on Shabbos Daf Ayin, the 70th Daf in Maseches Shabbos, and there are six Psukim which appear on this Daf. They are all closely related in terms of the drashas, and the Pasuk we're going to be focusing on is the Pasuk in Shmois Lamed Hei, Pasuk Beis. Sheishas Yomim Ta'aseh Te'aseh Emelacha, V'ayam HaShvi'i Yelachem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Ana Hashem Kol Ha'aseh Ba'melacha Yumos. For 6 days work will be done, and on the seventh day will be a holy day. It is a rest of rests. It will be a Sabbath. Anybody who does work on it will be put to death. The Gemara over here is trying to understand is if a person commits multiple melachos on Shabbos, are they going to be liable for separate punishments or not? And the Gemara darshans through a number of psukim to show that the reason why havara, kindling of flame, is set aside is to show us that they are in fact separate. What is interesting is that one of the steps of the Gemara's drasha was understanding how we got to the number 39 as well. And the Gemara, quoting the Braisa, in the name of Rabbi Nosson, takes us back to the previous pasuk in Parshas Vayakel. The pasuk there reads, Vayakel Moshe as Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Alehem, Eile Hadvorim Asher Tzivah Hashem L'Asay Sosami. He gathers everybody together and he says, these are the matters which Hashem said you should do. And the Gemara starts darshaning, Dvarim Hadvarim, Three times we have Dvarim HaDvarim and Eile HaDvarim. Gives us 30 and then the 9 ones which are tradition. What is interesting about this description is that it is true that these first two psukim in Parashas Vayakel certainly relate to Shabbos and the third pasuk of Lo Yisvaru Esh, but the general context over here is the making of the Mishkan. And this actually sets up a very fascinating connection and pattern. And that is that in and amongst the learning of the Mishkan and the making of the Mishkan is where we learn about the Hilchos Shabbos. Jonathan Sachs has a very beautiful, extremely exquisite article on this topic. And he points out that this parallels, there's a triangle over here between the creativity necessary to create the world and the creativity necessary to make the Mishkan, and finally Shabbos, which joins the two. You see, on the one hand, Shabbos is learned from creation. The seventh day of creation was a resting day. On the other hand, a lot of Shabbos, the Isurim of Shabbos, are learned from Mishkan. And therefore we know that the Melachos are dependent on what was made in the Mishkan. Which means that if Shabbos is learned from both the Mishkan and Ma'aseh Bereishis, it means that Ma'aseh Bereishis and the Mishkan must have a parallel. What is that parallel? And his suggestion is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world itself, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was through a process of tzimtzum, of limiting himself. In other words, there was infinite creation, creator, and nothing else. Hashem therefore made a bubble, a tzimtzum, within himself, which a place where it looked like that there he was not, in order for creation to exist within it. That was the process of creation. What ended up happening is that ultimately, the way that we parallel our process, that we make a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when we're mitzamtzem ourselves, when we limit ourselves in this world to create an abode where He can exist. In a certain sense, what we're doing by creating the Mishkan, Kasher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe, which appears numerous times in Parshas Vekudei, is an expression of our self-limitation in order to create the space that seems to be necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the upper limit on both of those tzimtzums is the Shabbos of creation and the Shabbos within the creation of the Mishkan as well, which is a parallel on both sides. Very, very powerful idea, which helps us contextualize why the beginning of Parshas Vayakel is so critical to be learning the halachas of Shabbos. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.